gag order issued as popularity soars, Mormon mom murder. Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. I am Rayshon Blyden. Today's show is brought to you by Political Bombshell Store. Be still. That's all we can do. And let things happen in a natural order. PoliticalBombshell.com. Click on Political Bombshell Store. And there you go. Let's talk about this. Gag order issued as popularity soars in Mormon murder mom case, who's accused of poisoning her husband and writing a children's book about death. A gag order has been set in place for accused husband killer Corey Richens, who attended a court hearing today in Utah concerning the case's popularity. ABC4 reports that the Summit County Attorney's Office filed a motion for the order to limit communications between those involved in the case and the media in connection with the death of Richardson's husband, Eric Richardson, or Rich Richens. Corey Richens is accused of poisoning Eric, who was found with 5 times the lethal amount of fentanyl in his system. Wow. She then wrote a children's book following his death entitled, Are You With Me? The book is about families dealing with a sudden loss of a father and husband and how children can learn to cope. This is sick. So what this is insinuating, and as common sense, me thinking this through, it sounds like she killed this man for, at the least, money to be rich. Because she wrote this book about coping with death before the death, is what it sounds like to me, to try to capitalize and raise money. This is sick. This is demonic. The prosecution says since Richens' arrest, there have been numerous inquiries from media outlets worldwide about 4 filmmaking companies expressing their desire to create a documentary. You see, this is sick, man. The trial of the case should occur within the confines of the legal court, considering pertinent and admissible evidence, rather than being influenced by the uninformed and inaccurate sensations of public opinion, the motion read. Prosecutor referred to the existing gag order imposed in the trial of Brian Kohlberger, who is facing charges for murder of 4 University of Idaho students. This particular gag order strictly prohibits any party involved in the case from engaging in communication with the media. As Crime Online previously reported, 2 months before his death, the suspect allegedly logged into Eric's life insurance policy and changed the beneficiary from his business partner to herself. She also changed the business partner's policy, removing Eric Richens' as beneficiary and changing it to herself. Wow, this is clearly a setup. What an evil woman. The insurance company reversed the charges after contacting the two men and inquiring about the switch. Then 2 weeks before Eric's death on Valentine's Day 2022, Corey Richens allegedly made him a sandwich that left him violently ill. After one bite, Eric broke into hives and couldn't breathe. An arrest affidavit read, he used his son's Epic and Benadryl before passing out for several hours. Eric told his business partner about the sandwich incident afterwards. Eric then changed his life insurance policy name and named his sister as beneficiary and removed the suspect from his will with an estimate of around $3.6 million. Yes, he did this for money. I'm glad he cut her out of the will. The arrest affidavit indicted that Eric did not tell his wife about the will and policy charges. Wow. Wow, man. He didn't tell her about it, but she logged in and she found out about it. She found out about it. She certainly did. Wow. For the love of money. What an evil woman. What an evil woman indeed. Leave a like, share, and subscribe. Unbelievable.